This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rob Brown Show, back on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate, back 60 in play. I am Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, on the other side of the metaphorical glass, in charge of this and every radio station that you've ever heard, but that you've enjoyed. Only the good ones, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you. Let's get to it. Let's have some fun. We're kicking around a little bit of anything and everything, but I told you, as it is, officially, ranking season. We got to build lists. We got to rank stuff. That's just how it goes. That's a part. We got less than 2 weeks away until we are live every single morning from SEC Media Days at the College Football Hall of Fame. That'll be on July 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th. The week after that, we will get on the road up to Charlotte, North Carolina for ACC football kickoff as well. And once we get to that point, because when you come out of media days, we're like a handful of days away from fall camp. We have an NFL preseason football game this month.
Absolutely. I think it's the 30th or the 31st.
Yeah, I think it's the last day of the month. We have an NFL preseason game this month. I mean, it is football season in a week and a half, but right now it's ranking season. So let's do a ranking. I started last night to sit down and compile a list of the most important and impactful college football games of the 2025 season. And the beauty of it all is that we got a few of them right out the gate. Like, for instance, game numero uno. To Columbus, Ohio, we go on August 30th. Ohio Stadium. When the two front runners today in Las Vegas to win your national championship, the Texas Longhorns, the Ohio State University Buckeyes, SEC, the Big Ten, right out of the gate, a lot of folks picking one, if not both, of these teams to make it to the College Football National Championship. This could be, theoretically, a national championship preview when it's all said and done. Repeat and preview. Very interesting game right out of the gate. Your Buckeyes this year, with the pressure being there on Big Game James. Yes, the Oregon Ducks lost some dudes this year. Still a good team. Everybody's in on Dan Lanning. This is a massively important game for y'all, because I do not think that there is the guarantee of a cakewalk through the Big Ten this year with some top teams up there that could threaten you when it's all said and done. I'm not going to say that a loss in this game eliminates either one of these teams. I am going to say that a loss in this game will pretty much make you need to be perfect the rest of the way.
Well, the thing is, you got to finish, what, top three in the Big Ten, and you're probably going to make it? So, I mean, more than likely, a top two for sure, maybe top three. So a loss, they can recover from that. They'd have to definitely beat the team at the end of the year that they face. But I don't know how good this quarterback is. And I think you've got to project them pretty high because they're Ohio State. But until I see him play, whoever he may be, because we don't know for sure who the starting quarterback is going to be, I don't know. I'm not trying to pour him out the team. I don't know.
No, you're not alone in that. I've had a couple of college football dudes on the network over the last couple of weeks that have told me that Julian Sain, the young man who transferred up from Alabama after Nick Saban left and Kalen DeBoer came over, I've had a number of college football dudes, including Andy Staples, who was on with me over the weekend, say Julian Sain has not cemented himself up as QB1 of this Buckeye program yet. They don't know. Now, for the record, I don't believe that. I think they're fine. I think Julian Sain is a dude. I don't think he's I think he's got the talent from what I've seen, A, and B, it ain't exactly like Saban missed on many, if any, quarterbacks during his time in Tuscaloosa. If Saban thought that he is the dude, I am going to trust that he is the dude, but he has not cemented himself as QB1 yet. And then on the other side, we've got a quarterback that half the country believes is just like going to be coronated with the Heisman, not have to earn it, and half the people like me and Steve Spurrier are going, well, then why wasn't he the dude last year?
All I got to say is the Ohio State defense has been undersold the last couple of years. Don't undersell him this year. We're going to find out how good Arch is in the biggest game of his career so far.
I mean, biggest game of his career so far, and it may stay that way until the playoffs.
By the way, really quick, an aside, the Los Angeles Chargers report July 12th.
That's 10 days from now.
It is.
Yay.
Told you it's almost here.
Football's here. Still ranking season. I spent too much time putting together ranks to not do ranking season. Game number two. This is one that I think I should probably move down the list, but let me tell you what it is, and let me tell you why I put it at number two, and then I'll let y'all tell me if it is too high. November 8th, LSU at Alabama. Here's why I got this game here. Because I think that one of these two coaches, if not both of these two coaches this year, one of these two coaches may have their future with the current school dictated, and the result of this game may have a lot to do with it. Brian Kelly, if this LSU team does not succeed this year, Brian Kelly might get kicked out the family. This might be it for him. Because the LSU fans, whether they're spoiled or not, is up for debate. They are tired because the expectations for Brian Kelly were national championship or GTFO, bro. And they've not even sniffed it yet.
Why were those expectations there?
Because
did he win a championship with Notre Dame?
No, he did not. You will also remember that Brian Kelly made the argument, and I assume it's the argument that he made to get the job at LSU. He has said publicly since he's been to LSU that he was hamstrung by the academic requirements of Notre Dame. He was hamstrung by the administration at Notre Dame. He did not believe that the administration at Notre Dame was willing to invest in, was willing to simplify his ability to be the head coach there. He effectively blamed his, we'll say, failure at Notre Dame on Notre Dame. And part of the reason that LSU brought him down was because LSU is the opposite. LSU will defund everything in that state if they feel like the football team needs another $10 to win a natty. So that excuse will not fly in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And it's been a couple of years now. So they expect something here. On the flip side, Kalen DeBoer over at the University of Alabama. How many times have we said nobody should want to be the guy that comes after the guy? Nick Saban is the guy. When we talk GOATs, Nick Saban is one of the few guys in any sport that is not questioned as the GOAT.
I think unlike some other places, it's going to be hard to be the guy after the guy after the guy. What, a decade before it starts to fade a little bit because of all the things that Saban was able to do there?
I mean, that's fair. I would go so far as to say when I was broadcasting down in Florida when, like, Shula and Mike Price were the head coaches at Alabama, they were still ranting about the Bear. Like, they were still ranting about Bear Bryant. Bear Bryant been dead two decades. They were still ranting about Bear Bryant in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. I don't think you're wrong. In fact, quite the opposite. I think you are exceptionally right. The only way that you are going to break out of the shadow of the Goliath that was Nick Saban, if you are Kalen DeBoer, or whoever follows Kalen DeBoer if that doesn't work out, or whoever follows Kalen DeBoer if that doesn't work out, is to win, is to get a natty. That's going to be it. So I do think the pressure is on Kalen DeBoer, because I think if Alabama does not take a step forward, Alabama will be as quick as anybody else to pull the trigger on moving on to the next guy. Game number three that I put down on this list. Texas at Georgia, November 15th. I think this game is massively impactful. And the importance of this game may also increase if Ohio State beats Texas out of the gate. Because while I do not necessarily think that, although I said it a second ago, the more I think about it after Lonzo said what he said, I agree with him. While I do not necessarily think that Ohio State or Texas will have to be perfect the rest of the ride, whoever leaves that game, I do think that Ohio State or Texas won't have but maybe one more loss available to them. So this game becomes massively consequential. It is also an opportunity, especially if Sark loses to Ohio State in week one. It is also a game that Texas can state their supremacy, their superiority in the Southeastern Conference this year. It is a game where they can, I think, and this might be a little dramatic, but hey, it's ranking season. It's July 2nd. Let's be dramatic. It is also a game that I think Steve Sarkisian could take the crown from Georgia. Like, Georgia's been the standard bearer for the Southeastern Conference for, what, a decade running now? They have been the model that everybody else has looked up to in the SEC. If Texas, coming off a run at a natty last year, if Texas, with high aspirations of getting a natty this year, if Texas ends up beating Georgia in Athens in this game, I think, great one, that at that point we would say the SEC now belongs to Texas. Georgia was the top dog. They are still a dog, but it is Sark and the boys that run the SEC now, and especially if they beat Ohio State and Georgia at that point in the season, provided there's not a dumb loss in there anywhere. I think that could be maybe a changing of the guard.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they already showed how good they were last year. That's a step up if they can beat both those teams. I don't know if we should crown them after that, but you know.
I mean, I feel like we'd crown them in conference. I wouldn't say nationally, but I'd say we crown them in conference at that point. August 30th, two teams we've already talked about a little bit earlier on today. We'll talk about them again here. August 30th sees Notre Dame at Miami. Why is this game this high on the list? Because of the two teams we talked about. Notre Dame, a team that, despite the fact that they last year they got close, but after Notre Dame got B-slapped by Alabama in that national championship game, the Manti Te'o game, after they got B-slapped, there was a narrative that started to get built about Notre Dame that, much like James Franklin at Penn State, they can get close, but they're just fooling you, right? They are fools. Helmets colored gold. They can't get it done. Miami. Like I said, I don't trust Mario Cristobal. I don't think Mario Cristobal is a top-notch coach. I do not think he handles the pressure well, and I think that was on full display in multiple games last year for the Hurricanes. Mario Cristobal's got an opportunity to break that if he beats Notre Dame. On the flip side, not that this is going to be Notre Dame's first big challenge, because we told you the schedule that they are rocking. They got Miami. They got Texas A&M. So not, I mean, it is the first game, not the most important game Notre Dame will play, but this is the tone setter. They go get B-slapped by Miami. Now that Texas A&M game, the Colts got a little blood in the water. So this game is huge as well. Game number five, second time. The Ohio State University Buckeyes have made the list. Lonzo, November 1st, Penn State comes a-calling to Ohio Stadium. James Franklin and the Happy Valley Beavers make their way to Columbus, Ohio. James Franklin had a genuine opportunity to beat you guys in that game last year, and they let it get away from him a little bit. James Franklin just has not been able to get by Ohio State. With Drew Aller, with a trip to the Big Ten Championship last year in the belt, even if they did lose to a very good Oregon team, with everything that the Beavers have had going for them, the Nittany Lions have had going for them the last couple of years, this feels like a game that if James Franklin, as good as Ohio State is, second shortest odds in Vegas to win the national championship. If James Franklin can't at least make this one competitive like it was last year, it could spell the beginning of the end for James Franklin. On the flip side, especially if Ohio State loses to Texas in week one, if you lose to Texas and then again to Penn State on November 1st, I'm not saying Ohio State's done. I'm saying a lot of people would go to sleep on him. This game feels huge.
No wide out, not at Penn State and Nittany Lions Stadium. At the Shoe, no problem.
No problem, he says.
When's the last time Penn State beat Ohio State?
I don't know. 1957?
It was more recent than that, but it's been a while.
This one's big. Let's keep going. I got a couple more for you. Number six on my list, Alabama at Georgia.
Georgia.
This one's on September 27th. A lot of the same reasons here. Especially if Georgia loses to Texas. This is a Kalen DeBoer game. This is a... We are still inside that list of the top dogs in conference. They've got to beat Georgia, because if they don't in this spot, Alabama, this is around the time, and I know that this one is late September, but it's early-ish in the season. This is one where the grumbling could start for Bama. The leash is much shorter in Alabama than it is most other schools. If they lose this game to Georgia, this could be the game that starts to trigger the grumbling amongst the Roll Tiders. Did we get the wrong guy? Did we culture shift too far in the other direction? We went from the Nick-tator to a guy who rolls ice cream trucks out onto the practice field when it's too hot outside. Did we get the wrong guy? And if Kirby gets Bama again... Which, remember, Alabama beat Georgia last year. But Alabama lost to Vanderbilt, Tennessee, and Oklahoma after doing it. So it ended up being an empty victory. Caleb DeBoer has got to win this game again, and then he's got to be able to carry it on past that, which he did not do last year. Number seven, let's go back to the Big Ten. Oregon at Penn State on that same day, September 27th. Listen, I will maintain... that Oregon got an absolute garbage deal with their seeding in the playoff last year. There is no reason that the Oregon Ducks, as the Big Ten champs last year, zero reason that Oregon should have had, without question, the most difficult schedule in the playoffs, the most difficult path to the national championship. It just shouldn't have happened. It did happen. I think they're going to be upset about it. I think they're going to be mad. I think they're going to be firing back. However, this game, Lonzo, is in Penn State. I don't know that this is going to be the or a whiteout game, but I do know it's going to be a night game. And I do know the folks at Penn State are going to be loud.
It's got to be the whiteout game.
Yeah. Does
Michigan go there? I don't know.
I don't know. But didn't they picked a random game last year to do the whiteout game. They didn't do it against one of the top Big Ten. It was like Iowa. Illinois, they did it against somebody weird last year. I think this is the whiteout game. This is the most important home game that James Franklin and his Nittany Lions will play. If they are going to get into the Big Ten Championship again this year, I'm not saying they have to beat Oregon, but if they don't, they would need Texas to beat Ohio State to give them that matched L. I think this game is massively important as well. And then number eight, just because I'm here, I don't think we need a ton of addition to it. I don't know if this is going too far, and I know obviously we've got a kind of a slant here because we haven't even gotten to some of the other ones yet out of the conference. November 29th, Ohio State at Michigan. Now, Do I think Michigan's a national championship contender? No. Do I think there might still be some more drama Michigan goes through as there is still unresolved issues from the cheating scandal? Yes. But at the end of the day, Michigan gives Ohio State whatever the hell they can give them every year. And this is a rivalry that regularly sees a top 25 beat a top 5, an unranked beat a top 10.
Jeremiah Smith just gave him some bulletin board material. I don't know if you saw it.
I did not. What he said.
He will not lose to Michigan again for the next 2 years that he's at OSU. Yes.
Ooh. I like that. And he's on the cover of College Football 2026. Ooh. I'm down. So there's top eight. When we come back here in a minute, I got a few more, a lot more in the SEC. The first big Clemson game is coming down the pipe. I got a Florida game. I got an Illinois game on the list. We'll keep running through it because we got less than 2 weeks till SEC Media Days on July 13, 14, 15, 14, 15, 16, 17, but it is ranking season. So let's keep ranking things on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Before we get to the next few games on the list, a texter confirmed, and I went and looked up during the break because I was curious. September 27th, Beaver Stadium, Oregon, Penn State, 7:30 p.m. kick, and that will be the whiteout game. The rematch of the 2024 Big Ten Championship game will be the whiteout game in Happy Valley, and I'm going to go ahead and say that game is the game of that night. There are some more games in and around that area. Let's keep going down my list of the most important games of the 2025 college football season. Happy ranking season. Number nine on the list, September 13th, the University of Georgia travels on down the road to Rocky Top, take on the Volunteers. That's pretty good.
It was good. It was really good. You kept cadence. You're right there. Yeah. Maybe a little more twang, but, you know.
Daggum Georgia taking on Rocky Top. Much don't better. Have nothing that rhymes. Oh, Rocky Top, you will always be taking on UGA. Get it? I had to rhyme it with G, so G, but then but it's Georgia. So
I really enjoyed it. I'm so glad I was here for it.
Just a lyrical genius over here. Tennessee looking for a playoff trip for the second consecutive year, but you may have heard their quarterback ain't their quarterback no more. Nico Iamaleava. Haven't said that name in like 2 months. Still nailed it. Thank you very much. Dylan Sampson off to the NFL draft. This is a very relevant game because Tennessee feels like under Josh Heupel, they have been elevated to the next level of SEC play. I have already talked about Georgia once on this ranking season list. And part of what I said about Georgia was, it feels to me like this is a year where either Georgia will maintain the crown as the SEC's finest, or it will be ripped away from them. This game is two teams that do not like each other. This game is going to be a lot of fun. And these two teams at this point in the season, on September 13th, these could both be top 10 teams. They will both be preseason top 10. Georgia's won 8 straight against UT, 13 of the last 15. Changing the narrative for Tennessee will likely require winning this game. Game number 10. I honestly probably should move this game up a little bit higher. There's probably a game or two that I, and again, I'm reading you my initial list off the cuff yesterday, right? I didn't put a ton of time into it. It was just, these are the important games as I see them popping up. Opening day, August 30th, LSU at Clemson. LSU has not won a home opener under Brian Kelly. LSU has not won a home opener since Joe Burrow was their quarterback back in 2019. That's great news for Clemson. The trend is in your favor. Clemson is a team that has picked up a lot of steam as a national championship pick for a lot of people. Ryan Horvat on BetMGM tonight, which you can hear here on this fine station, 7 to 11 p.m., although Ryan is out this week. Ryan Horvat has selected Clemson as his preseason national champions. A lot of folks are in, and that is not with me on there advocating for Los Tigres. That was him. He had that pick ready to go before I made my appearance last week. This is about Cade Klubnik and Garrett Nussmeier. This is about Dabo Swinney versus Brian Kelly and his family. This is a tone setter game for Clemson. LSU, as I have mentioned, I think their head coach is up against the wall. A loss out of the gate again for Brian Kelly could put a negative tone on this team. And from everybody I have talked to that has worked with, for, and around Brian Kelly, he is not a cat that bounces back well from negativity. He is a dude that it festers with him. So if he goes on the road to the other Death Valley in a Tiger v. Tiger, Death Valley v. Death Valley matchup, and he eats that L out of the gate, especially if he believes that he might be on the hot seat and Baton Rouge if he doesn't do something this year, that could legitimately tank the Tigers' season. The other Tigers. Not these Tigers. The other Tigers. It could tank the, I was about to say the Tigers that were purple, but they both do that too. Tank the Southern Tigers over the South Carolina Tigers right out of the gate. Speaking of LSU, I got another one. This one's big. Florida-LSU. These two teams don't like each other very much. A lot of same reasons for Brian Kelly. I kind of saw, basically, all the big LSU games are on this top 25 list somewhere. Because Brian Kelly's fighting for his life. Game number 12, October 11th, Georgia is at Auburn. Auburn spent this offseason genuinely pouring resources into their football team. Auburn spent this offseason working on their NIL collective. Remember, they were in the news because they were having the discussion about maybe taking their athletic department private. They were having different discussions about finding new ways to add sponsors. I believe Auburn, if I recall correctly, was one of the teams that was fighting to be allowed to sell sponsorship logos on the field. You know, give us a milli. We'll slap your logo down on the 20-yard line for, I don't know, Georgia, Auburn, whatever. Auburn genuinely dedicated itself this year. And got question marks about the coach. But they brought in Jackson Arnold at quarterback, an Oklahoma transfer who, much like Spencer Rattler when he left that program, was labeled as a dude who's got all the talent in the world, but unfortunately, under Brent Venables, just didn't scratch the surface of what he's capable of. Auburn's lost 8 straight to Georgia dating back to 2017. Same thing for Georgia we've talked about a couple of times. Conference superiority. Let's put the damn fight in the Illini on the list. October 11th, the Ohio State University, I believe this is appearance number 4 for them on this list, travels to take on Illinois in Champaign. Brett Bielema and the Fighting Illini have 16 starters back from a team that won 10 games and a bowl game last year. Brett Bielema's got the Illini folks, of which Brad Evans from BetMGM tonight is one. He has got the folks in Illinois, I-L-L, very excited about the direction they're in. This game is a game that with a W would solidify that. This game is a game that Brett Bielema would say, we're here. We're good now. You're going to have to deal with it. Illinois's got a good college football team. They bring back a lot of their guys from last year, which they had a very good 10-win year last year. This game to me, Lonzo, might be the sneakiest game on your schedule. Because we know what Penn State is. We know what Oregon is. We know what Michigan
16
is.
16 starters, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Having those guys back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of starters coming back. Again, feel how you want to feel about.
Does that mean the same in the transfer portal era?
I think it does because even if I'm pro portal, I also understand that like chemistry is important. Guys understanding and wanting to fight for the logo. This is why I've said whether it's out of high school recruiting or whether it is out of the portal, I still want to make sure that I am getting guys who want to go to battle for the logo on the side of the helmet, not the name on the back of the jersey. I want to make sure I have guys that want to be there. Now, part of that is giving back to the boys so that they feel like they have a reason to go to battle for the helmet aside from, will they sign me to a scholarship? You feel how you want to feel about Brett Bielema as a coach. I've talked to some folks from Illinois, mainly because when I sit in on BetMGM tonight with Brad Evans, he talks about them and he covers them. They're in the ILL. Bielema is a player's dude, man. That is part of the reason why last year during that bowl game, when Bielema came out and hit the T-pose, ticked off Shane Beamer, had Shane ready to explode on him. If you go back, watch that moment. Look at the fellas wearing orange that day. They were in fuego. They were heated. They were ready to go to battle for that dude. Players coach, he's got dudes that believe in that program, and they are all bought in. This is their biggest opportunity in 2025 to prove it. And considering that they get the Buckeyes in a season where, as Lonzo pointed out, we don't know what the quarterback is going to be. There have been a lot of conversations that eased up with the championship last year, but about Ryan Day. But here's the thing about Illinois. They're kind of in a weird spot on the schedule, too, because you got Texas out of the gate. Then it's Grambling, Ohio, Washington, Minnesota. Could Ohio State be lulled into a false sense of security? And that is 2 weeks before the next week you're on the road at Camp Randall to take on the Badgers, and then it's Penn State. Could, fortunately for you, Wisconsin comes between Illinois and Penn State, but that ain't a bad Wisconsin team either. That's a weird spot on the schedule to catch a good team on the road if you're the Buckeyes.
I think they're a well-coached team. We'll find out how the defense, I talked about the defense earlier. They lost their defensive coordinator. How is that going to change things? They also lost their offensive coordinator, now that I think about it. So, because Chip Kelly moved on to the NFL. So there are a lot of big ifs, but if you are of the belief, and a lot of people seem to be, that Ohio State bought their championship last year, they still got money, so they're probably good.
$35 million worth of it, according to their NIL valuation this year.
I think you said number two was Texas?
Correct. At
the
30,
two teams
like
that were playing
two teams
for
favored.
It. Yeah.
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 Two teams that played for it last year and two teams that are favored to do it again this year. I've got Michigan at Oklahoma, just to wrap it up. Michigan at Oklahoma on September 6th. I've got Alabama at Florida State on August 30th, because whatever coach goes, oh, somebody's going 0-1, either Florida State or Alabama, and that coach, Norvell or DeBoer, is going to have a big question. Indiana at Penn State on November 8th. Is my guy coming back? We'll see. SMU at Clemson in the ACC championship rematch. No date for that one set yet that I'm aware of. USC at Notre Dame, Arizona State at Iowa State, and Alabama at South Carolina at number 20. Those are some of my most important games. I will be shaping that ranking as we move forward. Who do you like? Who do you not like? What game did I not give enough credit to? Which should I give more credit to? What do you think, people? Give me your thoughts. 844-326-3663. The Hub City Spartanburger text line is open. We got one segment left. We hit it running when we come back on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The Rob Brown Show back on the radio. It is the Fan Upstate. Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, and you. Be a part of the show. 844-326-3663 is the number. We have been there a couple of times today. We are not going to do a whole new segment on the Lakers, but I did find this interesting, and since we have hung on this for a hot minute, I think it is worth bringing to those of you that stick around for the duration of the radio program. Kevin O'Connor, who we played a clip from him earlier in the show, talking about the LeBron James / LA Lakers situation and the drama that's been going on around it, has now said on his social media that Rob Pelinka, the GM of the Lakers, who stays in that role even after the $10.1 billion sale of the squad, is apparently trying to save cap money that he can utilize to put towards acquiring a max contract player in 2027. Now, I'm dumb, but I did do some scientific research during the break, and what I discovered through great experimentation and just unbridled dedication to the cause was that we are currently living in the year 2025, and that the year 2027 is 2 years away. I mean, I guess technically now it's a year and 6 months away, but it is two basketball seasons from now. So a team that currently has on it top 10 NBA player LeBron James, top 10 NBA player Luka Doncic, paired together and got Luka on a steal, is looking to save money to build a team in 2027. Remember that thing I said earlier that they'd be real dumb if they do? Apparently that's the thing that they want to do. So, cool. Cool. I don't get it. I don't understand it. Whatever. All right. What else do we want to get to? 844-326-3663. I haven't given out the number of times today. That's on me. That's my bad. SGA is now SG Paid. That's the new nickname. Because Shai Gilgeous-Alexander signed a contract yesterday that I genuinely thought my phone was broken when I read it. SGA has signed a 4-year Supermax extension to stay with the Oklahoma City Thunder. 4 years, $285 million for the Thunder guard. That is a lot of money. In fact, I need to let me run the numbers real quick. That works out, great one, to $71.25 million per year. Now, let's say that with injuries and load management, and of course, you know, maybe some off weeks late in the season because the Thunder wrap up a seed early or whatever. And I think it's fair to say, let's say SGA plays 71 games per year for the next few years. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is about to make $1 million every time he plays basketball. Holy crap, man.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, good for him. Get the bag. If somebody's willing to give it to you, take it. You have my full support. Here's what else I want to say. The price of going to see sports is never going back down, right? Like, we know that now. The price of going to watch a game is never going back down. I have been locked in a battle of conscience over the past week or so. Because ever since we booked and made official the fact that your boy's heading over to the ATL on July 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th for SEC Media Days. And I also found out, coincidence of coincidences, that the MLB All-Star Game is also in Atlanta in that very same period of time. I had a conscious debate of, do I go to that game? I've always wanted to go to an All-Star Game. I am a baseball romantic at heart. Should I go? And then I looked up tickets because I was going to go. And then I found out that to sit in the 400 section out in left field, quite literally as far away from home plate as you can be while still being in an upper deck section, I'm coming off 550. I'm coming off half a gur. I was like, you got to be kidding me. And then I look at this contract and some of the contracts that are being handed out. And again, I don't fault SGA. I understand it. The Thunder did what's best for them. Y'all, I don't know if we're ever going to hit the point where going to games is exclusively a benefit for the rich, but it kind of feels like we are. They just handed this man $71 million a year to play on average 71 games a year. That's A lot of money, man. It's a lot of money. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know. I have told you for a long
maybe
time.
Maybe if you send them an email and tell them your plight.
Yo, Shea.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you'd be like, oh, let me take care of my boy, Rob Brown.
Can I get Fitty, please? Can I get Fitty?
I was just saying, get you into the All-Star game. That's all.
That's unbelievable. I did try to talk to folks at BetMGM to pay for my ticket and send me. I was like, oh, I'll cover
that's
it real
what
good.
You should have done in the first place. Absolutely.
Yeah, I know. I screwed up. What do you want? I screwed up. All right. That's so much money. Yeah, we're just losing sports. I don't know if there's ever going to be a point where sports come affordable. Like, I appreciate Arthur Blank and what he's doing over in Atlanta. I'm actually, while I'm over there, I will be going to a live sporting event on that Wednesday. Atlanta United is playing Chicago Fire at Mercedes-Benz. I've actually not been to a game there yet, so I'm actually going to go with a buddy to Atlanta v. Chicago on Wednesday night. Part of one of the reasons I can justify that is tickets are like $40 for that, but you go in and the beers are like $4, right? So I appreciate them making the in-game purchases.
So this is Wednesday night, you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So but you're gonna be there Thursday though. So we're good Thursday morning, bright and early.
I mean that's the plan.
Okay. All right. I just you know
that's the plan. To be there Thursday morning, bright and early. That's the plan.
Probably some really good teams there Thursday. So, yeah, I mean, I'm just saying.
Hey, South Carolina's on Monday. I'll be alert for buddy of the show, Shane Beamer, and the crew. By Thursday, I might be a little tired. There's also a night where they do adult night at the aquarium, the Georgia Aquarium, where there's no kids allowed, and they turn the aquarium into a bar.
Let's go.
I've never been more excited.
So, drunk and looking at fish. By the way, those aquariums are really cool. I just don't know why that's more appealing. Because there's a bar.
Because I'm like Miguel Angel Cabrera. Big bottle of wine and a cigar fixes most of my problems. Because I'm
going to start talking to the fish. I mean, that might be entertaining.
Fish are friends, not food. I'm a big aquarium guy. The only issue I have with the aquarium, because I'm 100. Is that y'all let your damn kids run around and scream and yell and hoot and holler while I'm trying to enjoy the fishies.
Stop with the kids thing.
They got whale sharks.
By the way, the aquarium is geared for the demographic. I don't know if you knew this, but I'm pretty sure it's for kids. I'm just saying, you know.
Nah. I'm not saying don't bring your kids to the aquarium. I'm saying I deserve one night where there are no kids,
okay,
that I can appreciate nature's wonders.
And you got one.
In silence.
I mean, good for you. And nah was your best answer all day.
Nah.
All right, the first thing that's Xing is Jurassic World Rebirth.
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na. Okay, so I said this on one of the shows the other day. They know they're never going to recapture the magic of OG Jurassic Park. I was 8 years old when that movie dropped in 1993, and I remember vividly my mother and father taking me and my little brother to go see that game, and I remember vividly when they are in the Jeep and he reaches down and turns Dr. Elliott's head, and you see the Apatosaurus, which as it is, Brontosaurus is not a real thing. There were only Apatosaurus, and it was like, wow, and then that first time you see that T-Rex dude as a child, the magic of that moment. I assume even for those of you that were adults, the first time you saw a T-Rex come to life had to be this very cool moment. And I think they realize they're never going to capture that again because they burned through all of the beloved dinosaurs right out of the gate. So they're never going to capture it again. I think we all just need to acknowledge that the Jurassic Park movies are monster movies now. And this one has decided to go full B-class. Yeah, you're going to have the Spinosaurus and you're going to have the Mosasaurs and you're going to have a T-Rex in there, like, to give you the nostalgia. But at the end of the day, the Jurassic Park movies are just summer blockbuster monster movies here. And while a couple of years ago when Chris Pratt was doing the Jurassic Park movies, I was kind of like, stop, guys, please, I'm begging you to stop. Like, let us just re-release original Jurassic Park. But now that I've accepted as it's in the same genre as Cloverfield, it's just a monster movie with some tension in it, I'm actually right back in.
Okay, I am not interested in it at all. It comes out tonight.
Plus, ScarJo running around in the woods. Yes, please.
I want to see if in Theaters have recovered. We'll see if people go see even a movie that I don't think is going to
be. Oh, you know
what
I saw yesterday that's in that vein? You'll appreciate this. I saw yesterday that apparently some of the movie theaters, some of the movie studios are discussing lengthening, like all of them would have to get on board, previews to upwards of 30 minutes of previews.
AMC is adding commercials as of today to all their showings. More commercials before a movie. All right, the next thing that's...
Don't you miss when you just sat in the theater and they had like elevator music playing in the background and you just kind of chatted and now it's like,
go buy a Coke. Yeah. Go buy a Coke right now.
Yeah, I'm partial to the drive-in and let's all go to the lobby and buy ourselves a treat.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, yeah. All right, the next thing that's exciting is Red Panda.
The little popcorn roller coaster thing. It's kind of cool.
Stitch is on it now.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. Yeah. Red Panda. Oof. Red Panda took a spill yesterday. You know Red Panda, she's this Chinese lady who like does tricks. She like rides unicycles and she like throws plates and she like catches them on her head and then she spins a bunch of plates. Like it's just a kind of a classic old entertainment thing. And she's been doing it at basketball games. When I went to the Charlotte game, I guess 2 years now ago up in Charlotte, Red Panda did the halftime show and it was like, this is magic. She's a magical lady. She does magic. And apparently she took a spill last night at the Commissioner's Cup game between the Fever and the Lynx. But that's not even really the funniest part. The funniest part is after the win in the Fever locker room, one of the girls on the team went live on Instagram and they were hitting the, you gotta dance on TikTok for the dub. They went live on Instagram. Caitlin Clark walked over, grabbed the girl's phone, like stopped their dance and was like, yo, we just want to say, shout out Red Panda. You're the GOAT. Get better. Get well soon. We want to see you again. And one of the girls in the background was like, pretty sure she's not watching our Insta, Caitlin. I don't know why it made me laugh, but it did. Also, not in that vein, but in that vein, Caitlin Clark is my GOAT. A video came out from her in the locker room after the dub, shotgunning a beer like a frat bro. Double C22, shout out. Love it. Love to see it. Love to see it.
Okay. The next thing that's X-ing is Richard Petty.
Fingers crossed it's a birthday.
It is.
Richard Petty's 81.
88. He is 88.
Attaboy King.
All right.
Attaboy King.
The next thing it's axing is Margot Robbie.
Nothing for her either.
Also her birthday.
Also birthday?
Yes.
Margot Robbie is perfect. 39.
35. She's only 30. She started hitting really good at a very young age.
Yeah, she
did. Sorry, as far as movies goes.
You absolute pervert.
And I don't know. I meant she became
a
star.
She's a smoke show.
Yeah.
I'll be the pervert. She's a smoke show.
I don't know. I mean, who wouldn't want to get with Harley Quinn?
I saw Wolf of Wall Street and it changed me.
I didn't. So from what I hear, there's like 375 F-bombs in it. All right.
Minimum.
All right. Finally,
also, shout out Harley Quinn. You are correct. Yeah, good call.
I mean, come on, dude. And finally, the last thing today is World UFO Day. Rob's favorite day.
Hey. I'm like the X-Files, baby. I want to believe. You just got to give me something. The
truth is out there, Rob.
You don't give me nothing. Yeah, the truth is out there, and it may very well be that the truth is we're floating alone in the universe. There's nothing but us. There's also the possibility there's plenty, and we'll never be able to find out because the universe is expanding faster than the speed of light. It is impossible for us to ever see outside of our visible universe. Existential crisis engaged. Thanks for being here, everybody. I hope you enjoyed the show. If you didn't, I don't know what to tell you. Come back tomorrow. We'll try to do it again. We'll try to do better. Have a great day. For Lonzo, I'm Rob. See you back here tomorrow on The Rob Brown Show and The Fan Upstate. Later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.